第十九个谎言在 PDF 的86页。I can make it without consistent time in the word and prayer. 我不需要持续地花时间在上帝的话语和祷告上，我也可以。Unlike the lie we have just considered, few Christian women would bring themselves to say this lie aloud. 跟我们之前读到的谎言不一样，很少有基督徒的女性会大声说出这样的谎言。Yet nearly 48% of the women who completed our survey admitted that they have believed this lie. 然而，在完成我们调研的女性中，有 48% 的人声称她们曾经相信过这样的谎言。In fact, this particular lie ranked number 4 in frequency.
事实上，如果我们以出现的频率来给我们这所有的40个谎言做排行的话，那这条谎言将是排行第四位的。
The essence of Satan's deception is that we can live our lives independently of God.
撒旦给我们的欺骗最主要的就是说我们可以独立于上帝而生活。
The enemy doesn't care if we believe in God, if we are doctrinally orthodox, or if we fill our schedules with a lot of spiritual activities. As long as he can get us to run on our own steam, rather than living in conscious dependence upon the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们的敌人魔鬼他并不在乎我们是否是相信上帝，也不在乎我们的教义是否正统，或者说我们是否把我们每一天的活动安排满所有的属灵的活动。只要他能够想办法让我们按照自己的意图来，而不是过着一个依靠圣灵的能力的这样的一个生活。
If he can get us to try live the Christian life,Without cultivating an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus, he knows we will be spiritually impotent and defeated.
如果魔鬼可以让我们把基督徒的生活过成一个和上帝和耶稣基督没有密切关系的生活，那他知道我们就会在属灵上被打败。
If he can get us to do a great many things for God,Without consciously seeking the will of God through His word and prayer, we may stir up a lot of religious dust, but we won't do Satan's kingdom any real damage.
如果撒旦可以让我们去为主做一系列的工作，而不去通过上帝的话语和祷告去寻求这是否是上帝的旨意，那我们最终只不过是掀起了一些信仰上的尘埃，而不会摧毁撒旦的王权。
If he can get us to operate on our own thoughts and ideas, rather than seeking the wisdom that comes from God, he knows we will eventually get sucked into the world's destructive way of thinking.
如果撒旦可以让我们靠着自己的思想和意念去行动，而不是去寻求上帝的智慧的话，那他知道我们最终就是会被这个世界的毁灭性的想法所控制。
Evitt shared the practical impact that this lie has had in her life.
下面就是一个女性向我们阐述这条谎言在他的生活中产生的影响。
When I spend time in the word and prayer, my daily life seems to flow along smoothly, even with 3 children under the age of 5.
当我花时间在神的话语和祷告上，我每天的生活就会非常的顺利，即使我有三个五岁以下的小孩。
But then,I get complacent and think, what a wonder woman I am, and stop making it a priority. Therefore, before I know it, my life is in chaos.
然后我就开始自满了，我觉得我真是厉害呀， 我就不再把上帝的话语和祷告作为我生活中的一个优先。然后当我还没有认识到他的时候呢，我的生活就变得一团糟了。 I am screaming at my kids and on the verge of child abuse, trying to figure out how I end up like this. 我就开始朝着我的孩子们大喊，感觉我都要走向去虐待孩子的边缘了。我就思考我的生活怎么会变成这个样子呢？ And what I can do to fix it? 我怎样才能够把这个状态治好呢？ Unfortunately, it takes me a while to realize I can't, that I need God. 不幸的是，我花了很长一段时间才发现我是没有这样的能力把我的生活治好的，我需要的是上帝。 The lies of Satan creep in so subtly,And if I'm not in the Word, I start believing them. 撒旦的谎言总是悄无声息地进入到我的生活。如果我不把自己放在上帝的话语中的话，我就会开始慢慢地相信他的谎言。Satan knows that if he succeeds in getting us to live independently of the Word of God, we become more vulnerable to deception in every area of our lives.撒旦知道，如果我们把我们的生活独立于上帝的话语的话，那么我们就会变得非常的软弱，就很容易在生活的各个方面被欺骗。Six times in the Old Testament, we are told that David inquired of the Lord. 在旧约中，有六处出现了大卫求问耶和华上帝这样的经文。He knew.He was nothing apart from God, that he could not make it without the Lord. 大卫知道他是不能够离开上帝的，如果离开了神，他将一事无成。In fact, the first thing he did every morning before tending to the business of the day was to turn his heart toward the Lord in prayer. 事实上，大卫的每一天早上，在他开始去处理每一天的事物之前，他都先将他的心转向上帝，以祷告开始。在诗篇的五章三节，大卫说：耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。在诗篇的119篇147节，大卫说：我趁天未亮呼求，我仰望了你的言语。所以我们通过这两节经文可以看到，大卫是清早起来祷告的，甚至连天还没亮他就开始祷告了。 I know the great value and importance of spending time alone with God in His word and prayer each day. I've even written a book on the subject. 我知道每一天花时间在上帝的话语和祷告中是非常非常有价值，也是非常重要的。我甚至对于这个话题专门写了一本书。But far too often I find myself turning my attention to the details and tasks of the day without first taking adequate time to inquire of the Lord. 但是我常常发现我自己就把注意力转向于我每一天的工作和各种事情的小细节上，而不是第一个花时间去求问耶和华。 When I do so, what I'm really seeing, though I'd never actually say it, is that I can handle that day on my own, apart from the presence, wisdom, and grace of God. 我所做的这个事情呢，就表明我在声称，有可能不是我直接说出来的，而是我的这个行为去表明我可以自己去把握好我的今天，而不需要上帝的同在、上帝的话语和他的恩典。 I am saying I can do my work, keep my home, handle my relationships, and deal with my circumstances without him. 我的行为就是在说我可以做好我的工作，管理好我的家，掌握好我和每个人的关系，而且处理好我的环境，而不需要上帝的帮助。 That independent, self-sufficient spirit is an expression of pride. 我们的这种独立的、自主的这样的一个灵，其实就是我们骄傲的一个表现。The scripture teaches God resists the proud.
在雅各书的四章六节，圣经教导我们说，神阻挡骄傲的人。
If I walk in pride, I must be prepared for God to resist me and my efforts.
如果我要靠我的骄傲过生活的话，那么我其实就是在预备好了让上帝来阻挡我和我的努力。
Sometimes I get the sense that God may be saying to me, You want to handle this by yourself? Go ahead.
有的时候我感觉上帝似乎在跟我说，你不是想自己来掌管你的生活吗？那你自己去做吧。
The result, at best, an empty, fruitless day lived by and for myself. At worst, oh, what a mess I end up making of things.
结果是什么呢？好一点的结果是我过了一个空虚的、没有任何收获的一天，完全是靠我一个人过出来的。而不好的结果就是我让事情变得一团糟。
On the other hand, God gives grace to the humble.
而另外一方面呢，在雅各书的四章六节，另一条经文是说，上帝赐恩给谦卑的人。
When I start the day by humbling myself and acknowledging that I can't make it on my own, that I need Him,I can count on His divine enabling to carry me through the day.
当我用谦卑开始我的一天的时候，我就意识到我没有办法靠着我自己得胜，我需要上帝，我就可以去倚靠上帝的神圣的力量来帮助我度过每一天。
The truth is, apart from abiding in Him, living in constantconscious union with and dependence on Him, I cannot do anything of spiritual or internal value.
真理就是，如果我们不与神同在，如果我们不是持续的、下意识的去和上帝合一，完全的去倚靠他的话，那么我们就不可能在属灵上或者是在永生上做任何有价值的事情。
Oh, I can create a lot of activity, I can make a lot of decisions, but I will end up having nothing of real value to show for my life.
是的，我的确可以做很多的活动，我可以做很多的决定，但是最终呢，我做出来的这些事情是没有真正的价值的，因为它是和永生无关的，所以是没有办法体现出我的人生意义的。
The truth is, it is impossible for me to be the woman he wants me to be, apart from my spending consistent time cultivating a relationship with him in the word and prayer.
真理就是，如果我不去花持续的时间去建立和上帝的关系，去在神的话语和祷告中倚靠上帝的话，我就没有办法成为上帝想让我成为的那个女人。